Happy New Year, K-State Nation. Eddie Greer here for another edition in the new year, 2022, of the Purple Project Podcast. This is another PPPD edition, the first one of the new year. And we're going to talk basketball here on this negative, at the recording of this podcast here, negative 2 degrees. Yep, and I'm just coming from outside. Yeah, I did it again, going out at least for an hour, get that cabin fever sometimes, gotta do what you gotta do, right? So, back in here, trying to warm things up here, and I'm gonna talk basketball here for a little bit here. K-State talked, K-State, Oklahoma, New Year's Day, New Year's Eve, or this is not New Year's Eve, what I'm talking about, New Year's night, last night, oh man, and a couple plays here and there. But a nice second half rally after being down 11 at halftime. Mark Smith was absolutely tremendous. No Marquise Noel in this game. And kind of what we talked about in the episode 80, in episode 80 of the Purple Project podcast, where we talked about, well, I said it needed a must win. Well, you still need to win. And now you fall in the hands of Oklahoma on the road. And this is a nightmare. I thought about this all last night during the game for whatever reason, but the name of Porter Mosier. Remember that name? Yeah, that's the team, Chicago Loyola team that knocked K-State out. I'm sorry to bring that back up. The nightmare is back up. And you probably hear that name on this week's edition of the weekly edition. We're going to have a jam-packed edition. Obviously, we will recap mostly about the Texas Bowl, which is going to go down on Tuesday night. It is going to be game time. All arrows are pointing up and playing that ball game. ESPN was promoting that last night. So definitely things are trending that direction of playing that game in Houston on Tuesday, this upcoming Tuesday night in prime time, the final game before the national championship game, which is going to feature, once again, two SEC teams. Hey, I mean, everyone wants that extended playoff time. Even a few close butt friends of mine talked about, well, let's do it a different way, things like that. Everyone has an opinion about that. But once again, it's a rematch of a couple of years ago. The thrilling come-from-behind win in overtime. Alabama stunned Georgia after Georgia dominated the first half of the game. I don't want to go in the weeds too much here right now, as K-State's Big 12 opener in the men anyways. They're having a deal with Elijah Harkless there late in the game there, a clutch two and one to pretty much seal the deal there. Even a late basket there at the buzzer by K-State was not enough. 71-69, the final score. K-State drops the Big 12 opener at home, and now you got in a couple of days, short turnaround, you got to play Texas in a lot of, well, we talked about this a lot in the last several episodes of the show. A lot of eyes to me on this K-State LSU game, though. But we will peek in, take a peek. We will take a peek at that here and there and see where the basketball team's at. But 0-1, they're in this game here, and K-State missed Noel. But Mark Smith, who came in to transfer to K-State as a scorer, laid it down, 25 points in the game. I was very impressed. 3 of 4 from downtown, 25 points, 16 rebounds, double-double for Mark Smith, and all for naught as K-State falls by 2 in this game. K-State has some other opportunities early in the game to make some buckets. Did not happen. I know Logan Landers had a chance to at least get a couple points, but he was stuffed not once, but twice, all alone in the basket, down low. And I guess welcome to the Big 12 moment last night there, getting rejected not once, but twice. So he ended up with no points in the game, and he's his 3 minutes there early in the first half. So they were not in garbage time. They were in where K-State was down by less than 10 points at that moment in time. I'm not sure, but yeah, K-State had to deal with, Harkless there. Harkless led OU with 21 points there. And, of course, a big and one on Mike McGurl that was basically the key moment of this game right there, late in the game there, in case they could not pull off the comeback. In case they made this a game there, just chip away, chip away. You know they're not going to go away in the game right there. So you're talking about having an opportunity to win this game. And Nigel Pack and somebody on Twitter, I'm just going to call you out on that. Riley Gates called the three-point shot that Nigel Pack took crazy. Why are you taking that shot that moment? I think, you know what? I'm agree with the announcers and some of the people on Twitter last night that, you know, Riley Gates is a former K-State, one of the K-State reporters from 24/7 Sports, part of that Power Cat podcast a few years ago. But yeah, I didn't question the shot there. I'm on the side that Pat, you gotta take that shot. That could have been for the lead right there. You go for it right there. See, you put it in Pack's hands. I would have put it in the hot. I would have even better. I could probably go as far as say, yes, Nigel Pack has 8 out of 10 times can make that deep shot. But Mark Smith was the hot man last night. Again, goes back to Marquette. I pointed it out on the weekly. Again, I don't want to spoil that. If you guys have not downloaded and checked it out, please do that wherever you get your podcast. But yeah, I mean, you can't. Yeah, I mean, I would have put it in Mark Smith's hands there at that moment in time. He's the hot man. He got it. He's got the hot man going on right now. And, you know, unfortunately, you know, Pat missed that shot there. It was a little bit off, but yeah, I'm in that situation there. You're going for the win and not trying to play for overtime in that situation. You're trying to steal one on the road. I like that shot selection. Yeah, you might say, people like Riley Gates saying, you know, what the hell was he doing out taking that wild shot there? Well, you know, you put it inside, you're playing for overtime, and that right there could have been a huge backbreaker, but fell a little short there. OU gets the rebound there and late tip in there as the buzzer sounds right there. Mark Smith, a double-double in this game. Speaking of Nigel Pack, he was 3-9 from downtown, 5-15 from the field, 17 points in this game. Ishmael Shood, who tied the game with a late three, 13 points at a 5-11 shooting, 3-7 from downtown as well. Mike McGurl, 7 points off the bench in 27 minutes of action. He was 3-4 from the field as well. But K-State, though, drops the opener. Now you got to turn around to play a Texas team who's coming off of their win against West Virginia, dominating win at home, 74-59 there. Baylor having to hold off Iowa State late in that one there. KU all over George Mason, and the Oklahoma State Texas Tech game got postponed. So that's kind of a quick look at what happened with the Big 12 around K-State last night. But the big thing here in the Little Apple here in snowy Manhattan last night, yesterday anyways, with auto projected snow. I'm going to get to that in a second here. K-State now drops to 8-4 now. 0-1 in Big 12 play after the 71-69 two-point loss. Another close loss in the 2021-2022 season for K-State. And Tuesday, they welcome Texas and Chris Beard in the Ramblers. So, yeah, we could be in a whole lot of trouble. We'll see. We'll see what happens in the Little Apple here in Manhattan, Kansas on Tuesday night. But, yeah, my attention is going to be on the bowl game. And I will take a peek at what's going on. So double duty on Tuesday night there. Speaking of snow here real quick. Yeah, New Year's Day yesterday. Yeah, all this projected snow, about 5-8 inches. We probably only got, what, 2? And then, of course, I woke up and there was another inch on the ground, possibly. So there is that going on. And it's, what, -0? Well, after the corner of this podcast, I'm inside. It's -3. Right now, so I'm at the recording at the coldest part of the day. It's finally, well, you can say first snowing of the year, and this is why I don't put too much stock in, you know, getting over excited, over concerned about the snow, because the only one time
And this is way out of bounds, but this one time, this was my first or even second year here in Manhattan. There was a huge snowstorm, and it took quite a bit. It was, what, 5-6 inches on the ground. And since then, you know, people were over-exaggerating these type of stuff. So, so even though we got, what, another inch with the sleep, did the snow work outside. It was clear, and the next day I know, get up in the morning, and there's another inch and a half on the ground. So, in the roads, at least around my neighborhood, don't look good. So, yeah, this is going to be another cold one. It's going to be a cold week coming up here in the Little Apple. But cold times could be ahead for K-State here, despite the rally last night in Norman. But they fall short of that. 71-69 last night in Norman against the Oklahoma Sooners. The Purple Project podcast in the new year, 2022. Get it! Wherever you get your podcast, folks. That's going to wrap things up for right now. Appreciate you guys. The new year, it has officially arrived. Go Cats. This has been another edition of the Purple Project podcast. Eddie Greer, go Cats.